There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3.
We anticipate that he'll attack it and he'll be back playing before the season's over.
That's Bulls general manager Gar Forman on Derrick Rose's rehab after successful knee surgery. Now, the rehab supposed to begin tomorrow, and Rose is expected to return within 4 to 6 weeks, just right before the playoffs start. Pau Gasol is out tonight with an illness as Minnesota's at the UC. Tip-off is at 7. The Blackhawks are coming off a 3-0 win over Florida. Tonight they skate at Tampa Bay. The Bears and Zach Miller agreed to a 1-year extension. The tight end spent last season on IR with a foot injury. The Dolphins have released wide receiver Brian Hartline. Atlanta parts ways with Harry Douglas. St. Louis pitcher Adam Wainwright will not pitch in exhibition games until mid-March due to an abdominal strain. The Cubs host the Cardinals on Sunday, April 5th, to open the 2015 MLB season. Juan Pierre has announced his retirement. He did spend 3 seasons in Chicago. Second-round play of the Honda Classic. Patrick Reed is your leader. He's 3-under today through 17, 6-under for the tournament. Your first-round leader, Jim Herman, he shot a 65, 5-under yesterday. His second-round starts at 4:20 this afternoon. And Rory McIlroy, after double bogeys, is now 3-over today, 6-over for the tournament. Russell Henley, last year's winner, he shot a 73, 3-over yesterday. He tees off in 20 minutes. And Phil Mickelson, 1-over 71 yesterday, starts his second round in just 30 minutes from now. And two sad notes of passing. Earl Lloyd, the first black player in the NBA, died today at the age of 86. And beloved actor Leonard Nimoy passed away at the age of 83.
83.
Nimoy's claim to fame came as the role of Freddy on the greatest television series ever, Bonanza. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Get to Subway and experience better for you and great tasting grilled chicken strips on your favorite sandwich like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki or chicken and bacon ranch melt. Subway. Eat fresh. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville, libertyautocity.com.
Boars and Bernstein. Oh. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 302 Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We now go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com, and we welcome in one of the great harness drivers of all time, who is about to no longer be that for a living. Dave McGee is with us on The Score. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well, Dave. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, too. I'm excited and nervous and a little melancholy about ending my career. But looking forward to the new page.
Was it a tough decision? to do this, to hang him up at this point?
Not so much. We've been talking about it. I've been telling my wife that I'm nearing the end. I can't do this much longer, and it just happened that an opportunity fell in my lap and made it much more clear.
What's the opportunity?
Well, I'm actually going to be able to stay in the sport and become a associate judge at the Hoosier Park racetrack in Indiana.
So that means you'll be in charge when they say hold all tickets,
yep,
and
then
you
Dave.
Can look and see if there is a bumping incident in one of the turns, et cetera, and then there will be a bunch of very happy and unhappy bettors based on your judgment.
Exactly. That will kind of be my expertise.
You know, some of the numbers that you have put up are just incredible when you look at your record, and we got the program that's going, everybody's going to get tomorrow night when they come out and say goodbye. And it's just unbelievable what you've done. And I think when you look at the history of Illinois racing, there's nobody quite like you. We know a lot of people, Dave, these days leave the state. They sort of create a nice little reputation here, and the next thing you know, you turn around, they're gone. You never did. You tried once, and you said you missed it so much. You didn't want to do it, so you came back home.
Well, my thing has always been family life, so that played a major part in the decision to come back to the Midwest. You know, my family's around here, my wife's family is around here, and this is where we like to stay.
I'd like to get away from my wife's family. if only I could.
Now, if somebody were to ask you, it's not just necessarily the thousands of wins or the 38 straight seasons with the 100 victories. I know that when people walk away from their life's work, they talk about the relationships and the people. But I'm interested in the horses. And if you had to list the horses that gave you the most excitement or pleasure to drive, what would be your short list of these were different animals?
Well, I have one all-time favorite, Andretis, and she really didn't have a lot of natural ability, but she was special, and her name was Mighty Model. She actually won the Orange and Blue in her second lifetime start, but she was also born in our backyard in Naperville, so she was really special. Color Me Best was a great horse. A lot of thrills around the Chicago circuit. Mr. Dalray, I was able to go all around the country and Canada with him. And Jim Dennis, a great trainer.
Yep.
Annie Crombie won a Breeders' Crown with her. That's the only Breeders' Crown I ever won, so that was special. This Big Dog Will Fight, special mm-hmm. horse, lot of fun. I mean, those are the few that come to mind immediately, but there's been a lot of great ones.
What was it like? It was. I don't know how many years ago, Dave, exactly, but I know you were in the Hamiltonian. I know you showed up in the Hamiltonian. I don't know how many you were in, but was that a special day? I know you didn't win, but is that a special day? You had a pretty good horse, as I recall. Did you not?
I did. In fact, he was one of the favorites in there. It mm-hmm. didn't work out well for us, but it was very exciting. It's the only time I've been in the Hamiltonian, and it was a special event for sure. A lot of media. I mean, they were interviewing me in the sulky as I was going to the track, so there was a lot of distractions, but it was really a special event.
What's your level of optimism for the future of the sport in general?
Well, you know, things have been going the wrong direction, especially in Illinois. I'm kind of excited about the opportunity in Indiana because their program's fairly healthy and seems to have a pretty good foothold. Overall, though, it's the trend, I would say, has been kind of going the opposite direction of NASCAR. And I do. People just not understanding horses like they used to, and you know, it was a family sport. You got into it through your grandfather, your father, and it was mm-hmm. generational. And there's just been some attrition in that regard. So, you know
what it is, Dave? Yeah, you're absolutely right, because Jeff Gorella owns the Meadowlands now, said a couple weeks ago, that's the dumbest thing he ever did was to buy the Meadowlands. And it's a guy that dreamed of doing it someday. And he says now he's losing $2 or $3 million every night they race. And I'm thinking, and he said he failed in his mission to attract younger people to the, and I would say, Jeff, You know, I mean, it's not just harness racing's fault. It's any form of racing's fault. I don't think it's like, yeah, the millennials are all rushing to harness racing. It's just not, Dave, attracting the younger bettors very much. There's too much work.
Right, right. Well, when you concentrate on the gambling aspect, yeah, there's a lot of quicker thrills out there. But when you realize that harness racing is a hands-on thing that anybody can get involved with, I think that's where you need to really attract people. I suggested having people come out early and go for a spin behind one of these beautiful animals, and because anybody can do that. And that would generate some interest in younger people. The problem is younger people aren't farm people anymore like they used to be. People come from the cities and whatnot, and they just don't have a hands-on ability anymore.
I don't know why we got into it. I know when I was in high school in the 80s, as soon as we got our driver's licenses, for whatever reason, we started occasionally, you know, once every couple of weeks, we'd pile a bunch of people in a car and we would go down and we would bet a bunch of races. And I never got any better at it. And I'd bet on you, but you were always like 2-1. So it was always.
Sorry about that, Dan.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I never could get any odds because you always had these great rides all the time, and